The Phoenix Mercury are once again one of basketball's hottest teams as they look to defend their title this summer. The Mercury will have three players in this weekend's WNBA All-Star Game. Guard Candace Dupree, center Brittany Griner, and forward DeWanna Bonner will represent them tomorrow in Connecticut. KJZZ's Phil Latzman explored how their success in Phoenix has become a model for women's professional sports franchises everywhere.
Phoenix may be the Valley of the Sun, but it's also the land of the mighty Mercury. Phoenix is home to the three-time and defending WNBA champion Mercury, one of the most successful franchises in the history of women's pro sports. While baseball's Diamondbacks are playing the Giants just blocks away, a sellout crowd is settling in for a Saturday night home game against the New York Liberty. Mercury general manager Jim Pittman credits their long-term success to what the team calls the X Factor.
In our opinion, the best fans in the league are here in Phoenix. They support us on and off the court. Winning or losing, they're always here, they're always loud.
As evidence, the Mercury leads the league in attendance, averaging nearly 10,000 fans a night. Many have come to see Brittany Griner. At 6'8" and over 200 pounds, she's the most dominant physical presence in the league, averaging over 4 block shots per game. And as if that attention weren't enough, she's gotten even more of it off the court. Griner and her now ex-wife, Glory Johnson, who played for the rival Tulsa Shock, were each suspended 7 games earlier this season, the heaviest penalty ever handed down by the WNBA, after police were called to their Goodyear home in April following a physical confrontation. The 24-year-old Griner says she now has a new perspective.
It made me appreciate basketball more, sitting out those 7 games, and it just made me, you know that this, I don't ever want to do anything that's going to jeopardize, you know, what I love to do.
Mercury fan Teresa Graves proudly sports a Brittany Griner t-shirt showcasing her signature dreadlocks.
She's a really nice person. She takes the time out for the kids and you know, she's just a great athlete.
Griner's boss, Mercury head coach Sandy Brondello, says the organization also stands solidly behind her.
She's learned from that mistake and she's moved forward. I mean, we all have. And look, basketball is her haven, and this is where, you know, it's what she does, it's what she loves to do. Look, she's a great player. She's going to be one of the greatest players ever, and she keeps getting better.
And that means the franchise will keep getting better with her. That is, if she isn't lured away for more money. It's something that just happened to former teammate Diana Taurasi. After leading the Mercury to last year's title, Taurasi was given $1.5 million by a Russian team to sit out this WNBA season. Griner, who makes about $47,000 a year in Phoenix, earns 12 times more playing in China in the league's offseason. Brondello hopes salaries will soon be as attractive to women's players in the WNBA as they were to men playing in the NBA.
We hope so. I mean, I think that's the goal. But look, we have to put it in perspective. The NBA, it took them a long time to get the salaries that they did. Really, in professional sports, we're still a young sport.
Ann Myers-Drysdale, a Basketball Hall of Famer, is the Mercury's vice president and a team broadcaster.
I absolutely see the league improving and the salaries improving. Billie Jean King started it with tennis and what she's done for the tennis tournaments, and Serena getting the same amount of money that the guys are getting. And then the fact that you've got the World Cup and what the women did in the World Cup. At some point, there's got to be a lot of pressure. The WNBA and the salaries taken a little bit more seriously as far as what they're making.
Myers-Drysdale, who helped construct the team's 3 championship seasons and was the first pick in the now defunct WBL, the original Women's Professional Basketball League, started in the 80s, says the WNBA is well ahead of where the NBA was in its ascent.
We're by far way ahead of that. It took them 30 years before kind of things turned around for them. And, you know, we've got a great fan base, and people can continue to say that we're a fledgling league, but we're not. We're here to stay.
And it appears so are the fans in the Valley of the Sun for the mighty Mercury. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News in Phoenix.